tell you what, I can jump on a bandwagon. There's a lot of celebrations going on here for Liverpool supporters as we raise our glasses, the team that, well, I don't even support them. But anyway, I'm happy to drink some really nice champagne here at Club Marconi. It's
well done,
cheers, cheers all around, Raymond.
Yeah,
we've got a hearty group of Liverpool supporters. Now, I'll tell you what, a bloke who's tasted a fair bit of champagne in his sporting career is Zorba, and he joins us on the line as he does every Sunday. Hello, Zorb.
Morning, Jimmy. Morning, Ray.
How are you, Pete?
Marconi, eh? Great boss there, Tony Zappia, former rugby league, but deeply entrenched in that wonderful club out there.
Oh, it's just amazing, Zorb, to come here. The car park was full. We walk into the club.
The electricity in the place.
2,500 people, and every single one of them, bar one bloke in a Tottenham jersey, is wearing Liverpool red.
It was incredible. And the scenes, the atmosphere, the electricity in the air. Even you got swept away with it, James.
Pretty much.
Says a lot.
I'm now drinking champagne, Zorb, following Liverpool's win.
Why not? Why not?
Exactly. All right, mate, let's have a look at the league thus far. The coach whisperer has been all the talk of this Origin camp. What was your take on Bradley Charles Stubbs?
Well, I look at Kevin Walters, and I look at Kevin Walters and think Kevin is normally a jovial and approachable person. Kevy's looking at anything but himself at the moment. I know that he has Bradley Charles Stubbs there, and I don't know what he's telling him. But if it doesn't work on Wednesday, can we have the old Kevy back, please? much nicer person. Queensland worry me a bit. I think New South Wales have got the jump on them. And Moses Mbai, what has he done in the opening 11 rounds for the West Tigers to win a spot? His form for the West Tigers has hardly been spectacular. He can play 1, 6 or 7, but so can plenty of other players in better form than the Tigers' number one. Broncos 5'8", Anthony Milford. I think he would be devastating.
Yes.
Second half against a tired defence. He's a far more dangerous player when the defence is stretched and tired than Moses Mbai. That selection plus the strange happenings of the Queensland camp have indicated the pressure's right on coach Kevin Walters for this one. And the pressure's not only there. I think if you go to the Channel 9 commentary boxes, you'll find some pressure there. I called my first game on radio with Ray Warren 40 years ago, and I know when the great man is trying to be neutral. Nine's commentary team bleeds blue, from coach Brad Fittler to ex-coach Phil Gould to ex-skipper Paul Gallen to ex-star Andrew Johns. It's enough to make those north of the Tweed cry foul, and I reckon they're howling at the moment. Rabson's going out of his way trying to involve Billy Slater for constant opinions in the call of the Para versus South coverage. Gould insinuated Rabbits was showing a bias to the Maroons. And I'm sure I heard someone say, didn't you get the memo? And if the stack wall-to-wall coverage wasn't enough, those in the Blues camp then went into a special inside the Blues camp spectacular on Channel 9, which followed the game. I don't know whether that was screened in Queensland. I don't think it would have gone down well there, and I don't think they would have screened it there. But meanwhile, Billy Slater may as well be the lone Queenslander on Nine's call. Sam Thaiday was hilarious in the dressing room as a player, but he's a disaster now playing the comedian. And he's as funny as a car crash. He gives no insight, and he should disappear into that little toilet he gives to the man of the match. Remember when Queensland had their own callers? Not so anymore, and I think it's showing. I think it will improve on Wednesday night when they bring in legends like Paul Vorton and Wally Lewis, Darren Lockyer, but they're not really forthright in their well, Vorton is, but I just think they're going to be swamped with Blues coverage in that Channel 9 coverage. And it's a fine line. Once upon a time, they had their own callers. They don't have that anymore. And I wonder if it's going to show in the ratings.
An interesting take, Zorb. So back to the actual game itself. Where does New South Wales, in your opinion, have the edge?
Well, I think we've got the edge definitely in the forwards. And forwards win Origin games. Ben Hunt is an experiment at hooker. His defence, which will be required in the middle, is going to be tested. And he's come up with some glaring mistakes in big games in his career. Good player, but Booker in Origin? I don't think so. The rest of the pack have, I reckon, been pretty ordinary all year. Jay Arrow, Papali, Felice Kafusi, Matt Gillette, Josh Maguire. Nothing there that's going to worry the New South Wales pack.
Oh.
Michael Morgan playing out of position in the centre. I think they've got to pin their hopes on Kalyn Ponga and Cameron Munster and the Daly Cherry Evans half 5-8 combination coming out on top of Cody Walker and Nathan Cleary, and that's easier said than done. I think New South Wales have the advantage in goal kicking with Nathan Cleary. Latrell Mitchell's form worries me in the last couple of weeks. He hasn't looked happy, and he hasn't shown much on the field. He needs to bounce back into form. The clash of Ponga and Tedesco is going to be so exciting, and I reckon that the winner of that duel might show his way to the winner's circle for his state. I think New South Wales bench is better. I like Jack Whiten. He can cover every position in the back line. I like Payne Haas there. Murray, Crichton are workers, and we won't miss a beat there. And I don't think the Queensland bench has got a lot of kick in it.
You've been blue washed. I can't believe.
We're going to get hijacked again.
Josh Papali's been the best performed front rower in the league. Jai Arrow is a superstar, and Nathan Cleary's under enormous pressure going into this game. Would you, if you're coach of New South Wales, would you have picked Cleary at half?
No.
Who would you have gone with?
I would have gone with a South Sydney halfback and had that that half hooker combination without a doubt, and 5-8 with Cody Walker, who thoroughly deserves his spot. But Cleary's there. We're going with him, and he'll do a good job. He's a good player. He's a good kid, he will do his job. And when it comes to 2 points, he'll be banging them over. Does Queensland go with Ponga as the kicker? Now I know he's got a good percentage in the NRL, but do they take the pressure off him a little bit and leave the goal kicking duties to Daly Cherry Evans on Wednesday? Ponga's a healthy 85%, top of the tree for kickers. At the halfway mark of the premiership, but kicking in the NRL and the Origin bring different types of pressure. DCE isn't phased with the extra role, and he may decide to do the job. Queensland has been spoiled for a long time with Thurston winning game after game with the Maroon.
Yeah.
As I said, Cleary will handle the job admirably for New South Wales, but it's just something that I reckon Kevin Wallace would be thinking about.
Ponga back at fullback, he to me is the X factor for Queensland, though, Zorb, because I'm only talking about goal kicking where the DCE's better, but I think Ponga eats pressure for breakfast. I think he loves these big game situations, and he's one of those players coaches must love to have in their team because he commands the football.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does, but he's got to have the blokes in front of him doing the job for him to be able to do that. And I don't know whether this Queensland side is that capable of doing it.
All right, $2.10 Queensland, $1.77 New South Wales. The line is minus -2.5 to New South Wales, and they're out to $2 at that point. Now, you've got another Zorba special up. The Zappa is up as a special. You better take the listeners through that for us too, Zorb.
Yeah, I'm going for the Cowboys today to beat the Titans, even though the Cowboys have been knocked around through Origin and injury. They just have the wood on the Titans. The Titans never beat them, and I don't think they will today. I think Tom Malolo will run riot against that Titans pack today, and I'm going into New South Wales to win clearly on Wednesday night. We'll take them to 1-12, but the Cowboys at the line today into New South Wales 1-12.
All right, so we've got the Zorba Zapper, and if you want to find it online or on the app, go to Sport Today's Specials, and then under there, the first one that comes up is Zorba's Zapper. Cowboys plus 2.5 into New South Wales minus 2.5, and you're getting good value for that because the boys and girls at TAB have offered up $4 for that multi.
James,
yeah, get on that. Jim, before I go, Ray, I've got to say something about South blatant lying over the signing of James Roberts. I think it's a disgrace and a blot on the great club. Journalists have got a job to do, and if they ask a question, they're entitled to one of two answers: a no comment or the truth. Certainly not a lie. Journos didn't get either of those answers last week from Wayne Bennett, when he flatly denied interest in James Roberts. Souths are better than that, or I thought they were.
Well, Happy Joe Happy's going to be under pressure because I totally agree with you, and we shouldn't have to accept that and even admit it afterwards. Yeah, I lied because I wanted to take the heat out of the situation, but...
Do you think it worries him? It doesn't worry him one little
bit. No, it doesn't. But where do you stand next time he speaks?
It's not going to change.
The boy cries wolf. The boy cries wolf, Ray. Mm. Do you believe what next comes? I'm not saying it's going to have an impact on the players at South Sydney. I'm not going to have an impact.
Right, but he's true to form.
Oh, yeah, well, that's probably a fair statement. That's probably a fair statement.
It's not right for that club. It's not right for that club. They're better than that.
Hey, Zorba, I want to ask you this one, and I was... interested to look at that game last night and the crowd that wasn't there and the cavernous stadium that looks horrible when it comes up from a broadcast point of view. Good game of footy. Chancenickel Kokstad is a star and he's on minimum wage. But when do the Bulldogs start thinking about taking games to Bankwest Stadium?
Oh, I think we've got to do it straight away. They've got a lot of problems, the Bulldogs. They're looking like absolute favourites for the Wooden Spoon. They can't score points.
No.
And... you know, that big stadium with no people in it, it just turns me off. It turns viewers off.
Yes.
I don't think the players perform to their best. Yeah, I reckon they've got to head there for sure and make it home. I mean, it's not far up the road. It's a beautiful stadium. The atmosphere there seems to be fantastic, even without a massive crowd there. It was good there on Friday night with Parra and Souths. And,
yes.
You know, I think it's a way to go.
So, Jimmy, I'll put a question to both of you gentlemen.
Yes.
I saw a tweet from Jamie Soward last night, an interesting tweet. He said, during origin period, when a lot of sides are severely depleted, throw open the gates, let the crowds come in, try and boost the crowds.
Disagree. You've got to put a value on your product. Reduce the price, put family ticket specials,
but
do all of that
paying,
sort of thing.
Well, at very least, reduce the price because you're paying top dollar at the moment if you're a rugby league supporter to go and see teams that are depleted.
Yeah, look, we've been discussing this ever since Origin started.
Yes.
There's no way out. We're going to have to stick with it. Maybe a great game on Wednesday night will push all that back into the background. Boys, greatest team I've ever seen. Man City last year, 100 points in the Premier League. How good.
Oh,
and nearly did it again. Nearly did it again. I mean, when you look at what they're doing at the moment and you equate it to the points that were compiled by... Ferguson's great side with Man United, they are just blitzing it.
Yeah, just incredible. Just incredible. And no expense spared, too. We must make mention of that as well. Good on you, Zorb. We'll look forward to Wednesday and also chatting with you next week.
Okay, boys, go the Blues.
He's been blue washed there. Remember, he often used to come here and tip Queensland.
Exactly.
Something's happened. If you want to find Zorba's special, by the way, it's on the tab.com.au website. Go to Sports Today's Special, and the Zapper comes up. And the boys and girls at Tab are giving you a better price at $4.